it's nice to be back and releasing things in audio form. It's a second KenOnFood.com podcast, and for this one, we're having a very quick chat with Paul O'Connor. Paul is a restaurateur. He runs Farmhill Restaurant in Dublin, and he's also head judge for Ireland of the Irish Curry Awards. They're back for their third year running. They spent the last 2 years in Belfast. They're on to the Republic this year, and we caught up over the phone to have a chat about the awards, see what the story is with nominations, what are they looking for, what's the judging like, what's the criteria like, and when do we find out who has the best curry in Ireland. Here's what happened. Now, there's hundreds of Asian-themed eateries in Ireland celebrating Indian, Bangladeshi, Pakistani and other Asian foods, chefs and restaurant workers. Undeniably popular, and up until 2016, there were no dedicated awards to recognise their culinary talents and the contribution to the Irish food scene. Enter the Irish Curry Awards, now heading into its third year. One of the organisers of the awards and head judge for Ireland is Paul O'Connor, previously of this parish, currently over Farmhill Restaurant in Dublin. He joins me on the line now as this year's awards are being announced. How are things, Paul? How are you?
I'm great, Ken. Busy, but great, actually. And this year's really, like, it's only the third year, and my goodness, it's really taken off. The amount of entries and nominations, and we had up to last week, we had 34,000 people had nominated their favourite curry houses, and it's absolutely massive. It's a lot of work, but on the plus point, and by the way, it's not too late to enter, by the way, or to nominate anyone who still wants to. You can nominate directly to us, so there's no problem whatsoever with that. Just to tell you a bit of background, the awards were set up by Ali Asker to celebrate the contribution Asian restaurants have brought to Ireland. You know, the diversity and the richness of their contribution, be it, as you mentioned, Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Sri Lankan, and of course this year we've added the South Asian section, which is Thai, Malaysian, Indonesian, Vietnamese, and whoever else is in that region would like to enter, and then that do curries, yeah, please nominate away.
34,000 nominations, Paul, that seems massive. Huge.
I know. We're kind of inundated. Like, I mean, of that, obviously, of the nominations from the public, a lot of them would be repeats of the same restaurants. So some restaurants obviously would have 100 nominations, you know, from various people, and others might just have 3 or 4, but they're all treated equally. And once they get nominated and they reach a certain level, they get invited to the awards, you know, and there's no fee for them to actually participate in the awards. It is all for charity. The Irish Children's Heartbeat Trust was set up by Ali, and he wants all the funds from the award ceremony to go to it at the Black Tie event. And this year, for the first time, it's in the Republic of Ireland. So the first 2 years was in Belfast, where Ali is based, but we've got it down south now because it's so big. All the funds go to that. So it's a wonderful opportunity. It's actually great also for the restaurant because they get great publicity out of it. So say, for example, I mean, in this instance, in Kilkenny, Carlow, Waterford, and all of your listenership, you know, the smaller restaurants that are outside the Dublin area can get great publicity out of it. And last year's winners, particularly the provincial ones, because we have winners in Ulster, Munster, Leinster and Connacht, plus Dublin. We've separated Dublin from Leinster to give everybody an opportunity because obviously there's a fair high concentration
for Dublin.
In Dublin, it would be unfair on the rest of Leinster. Just so, but they've all of the winners in the provincial areas all got great publicity in their local papers, and from that point of view, it's terrific, and of course they have contributed enormously to our economy, you know, and really at the end of the day that's what this award's about. Yeah. Apart from being for a charity, it's about diversity, understanding different cultures and enjoying the food.
Well, with the food in mind, Paul, and you'd mentioned the local side of things here, looking back through last year's winners, Spice Infusion in Thomastown took a silver award for best newcomer for front of house. Royal Spice in Kilkenny, a silver on the best chef. You had the Curry Garden in Carlow, they took top awards for best young chef, best neighbourhood restaurants. At that level, Paul, is there much of a difference between silver and gold? Like, what's the judging like when you get into it?
And that, Yeah, it's very tight, Ken, and that's part of the reason we introduced the silver ward, because if you've got, you know, so basically there's judges in all 32 counties going out and dining in these restaurants and coming back to me with the results. And I get to do a few myself in Dublin, but when they come back and you see two, say, for example, if there was a restaurant in Carlow or a restaurant in Kilkenny and they were so close and both judges said, this is a deserved winner or this is scored so much, it's very difficult. So that's why we thought it would be fair to do a silver as well as a gold, to acknowledge that actually the standard is so high. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's getting higher and higher all the time. It's actually making my job much more difficult. and even though having all the judges in all 32 counties out there and reporting back, it's because when the scores are so close, we had a couple last year that were so close, it was really difficult.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So that's why we ended up adding some new categories, like, you know, best new restaurants, you know, because if it was a brand new restaurant that was doing really well and scored really well, and another restaurant in a particular area, where I thought it is fair to say, well, you know, this restaurant's only open 3 months and they're obviously really doing well. Why not add a new category, you know, that best new restaurant, and then the other restaurant that's very close to it get best restaurant, and then the following year things can move around depending on what the judges report back to me, you know?
Well, that's great, but that means, like, the competition is on the rise. It, like you're saying, the publicity serves the restaurants well. It puts Currys more on the map. I mean, I'm sure in the way that, you know, for the big kind of curry lovers or aficionados that do the Asian trips and do the Indian trips, and you hear that you'll go to this area and you'll never get a curry like it, but if you go here it'll be completely different and you'll never get a curry like it, that it's kind of starting to do that on the Irish scene as well. Like, the quality is always on the rise.
Yeah, the quality on the rise, and even in the takeaway section, I mean, that's one of the most competitive sections, so there is a best takeaway in all provinces and Dublin separately, and my goodness, the standard, and, like, you know, a lot of the judges would send me the photos of their food and, you know, and their feedback. But my goodness, that has really skyrocketed, you know. So and the market there is tremendous as well, and growing enormously from what I'm seeing in our emails coming in. So, you know, it's not just about a fine dining restaurant. It could be your local around the corner that you go to maybe for curry on a Friday night or a Saturday night. If you're getting good food, go and nominate it. You know, give it a chance to get a bit of publicity and tell us how good it is. The headquarters will be in touch with the restaurants and tell them. And as I said, there's no fee for the restaurants to get involved, you know. Plus, we've a little extra for Kenny interest this year. So when Ali asked me to move the rewards down to the Republic of Ireland, and said, will you come up with suggestions for presenters in the Republic of Ireland?
Sure.
So I had to think about it. It didn't take me that long, actually. So they are Kilkenny's own Siobhan Donoghue and Edward Hayden, great double act. So
excellent.
They're jointly presenting it this year. And so the awards, it's a black tie ceremony in on the 23rd of October. So they'll be presenting the show. Myself and other judges will present the awards, but they'll be hosting it, really. And another Kenny, well, Carlo, actually, connection is our photographer this year is Greg McLennan.
Excellent.
Carlo. He took the photos of Edward and Siobhan in the grounds of Butler House, really great photos, and took photos of me and Ali and others in Dublin. And he will be the official photographer at the award. So we've a real Kilkenny Carlow connection. never mind my past.
Great. Love to hear it. Paul, then, just before we let you go, for people who want to get those nominations in while there is still time, how can they do it?
Okay, how they do it is, there's a number of ways. One, they can just email irishcurryawards@gmail.com. They can just go to the Irish Curry Awards Facebook page either and nominate there. They can tweet the Irish Curry Awards @IrishCurryAwards or tweet me directly, actually, as head judge, at Paul Shoebox on Twitter. And they can keep nominating to the 20th of September. That's 1 month before the awards take place. That's to give me time to collate everything. So yeah, so it's great, and we have two good big sponsors this year. Actually, Cobra Beer, which is an obvious tie-in with Indian food and other foods, and JustEat.ie, which is a delivery service that's quite large. So at the moment, there are two big sponsors. We have other sponsors as well. I'd love to mention them all, but this is too short. But they're the biggies, so we're delighted to have them on board as well. And please, everybody, nominate your restaurants in Kilkenny, Carlow, or Waterford, anywhere you are, and or even if you're travelling around the country and you come across somewhere good, please nominate to us. The more the merrier. And lovely talking to you, Ken, actually. It's been a while.
It has. We must catch up. I'll get up to Farm Hill and see what the story is at lunch one of these days.
Do. And I've no doubt I'll be down to Kilkenny soon. I think I'm going down in September, actually. So actually for different awards, but that's another story. But I hope to see you soon. Anyhow,
excellent. Always something on the go. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Paul. That was myself and Paul O'Connor, who's head judge of the Irish Curry Awards, in conversation on KCLR Drive earlier this week. You can catch me on air weekdays Monday through Friday, 3 until 5:30 on KCLR and KCLR96FM.com. If you've got a food story that you'd like to share, maybe you have a festival coming up or an event coming up, you're thinking on launching a project, a product, or you just want to have a chat about all things food, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email at any stage. It's ken@kenonfood.com. Keep an eye on the blog. It's kenonfood.com. Or you can find me on Twitter and Facebook. Look for Ken on Food. Simple. Thanks a million for taking the time out of your day to have a listen. Hopefully we'll see more on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.